Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 15th day of November 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 56 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And a little warmer today, I'll take it. Probably because it's all clouded in or chemtrailed in. I ain't got to go out and look yet, but hey, you never know. I'm trying to find it here. We had another definition we were going to talk about. Here, we're going to talk about anarchy. Right out the gate, we're going to talk about some anarchy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Yesterday we covered an article. It was I can't remember what it was named. Kokish. I didn't recognize the name yesterday, but I was reminded quite quickly. I mean, Katie was up and she, you know, you're this son of a bitch. And I, sure enough, you know, I do know who he is, exactly who he is. I mean, I know that he was something that was about, you know, ripping off truckers, you know, taking $25,000, and there was all this shit, a armed march on Washington, and it all came back to me. And Katie sent in some more information. We went over that, and I looked at it. And apparently, this person considers themselves a capitalist anarchist. Now, there's other people, enemy of the state. He'll talk about anarchy. You know, the anarchy. Anarchist. It's not going to be fucking anarchy. You better get that through your goddamn head if you want to live through it. Anarchy, from Winston Dictionary, the absence or lack of government, hence a lawless condition of society. 2. Terrorism, disorder, confusion in general. 3. The theory of absolute individual liberty. Well, you do have absolute individual liberty, but it is not unconditional. You have the liberty under the Bill of Rights to do anything you want, so it's not unconditional. You can't just do it anything you fucking want, and it just anybody gets in your way, you just move them out of your fucking way. You cannot violate another's rights, and that's why there will be no anarchy. There will be law, and there will be government, It is called self-government under the Bill of Rights and under the common law. If you ain't for that, if you're for this fucking anarchy shit, you're in the wrong fucking place, because we're the people that are going to shoot your asses. Get that through your fucking head. There's going to be no anarchy in this country. Now, that being said, well, absolute, because it says here, you know, absolute liberty or absolute individual liberty. Absolute means free from limitation or restraint. There is a restraint and there are limitations. It's when you're fucking, your right to your liberty infringes on my right to my liberty, then we go to the common law court, which is the government. And the jurisdiction is the common law jurisdiction born within each one of us. And we have some very intelligent men, the best that this country's ever produced, put together a document known as the Bill of Rights. And it gives us the procedures and stuff to settle our differences peaceably within the law, within our government. Now, another thing that I'll tell you what, that people aren't looking at, that you better be thinking about. Now, let's say we do, and we turn this, and when we go to take this goddamn country, because we got no fucking choice. Now, once we take this country, you people do realize that there are exterior threats out there. We live on a planet, and there's plenty of people that, is there any doubt in your mind watching the invasion of your country that they don't want your fucking, what's yours? So then we have a fucking, I don't know, probably a couple $1 trillion Navy. We have all of these goddamn, the Air Force, $1 trillion Air Force, all of this shit. The thing here, people, is who's going to take control of all that? How are we going to handle international, with this anarchy where, what if you're attacked by a foreign invasion? I mean, then there's going to have to be some kind of defense against it. The people are going to have to gather in common defense under some sort of rules, don't you think? Now, the Constitution, it was written, like I said, under the admiralty by those who said they could declare a king. There's nothing really to talk about here until that 14th Amendment is removed, and we have the free capacity as freemen to talk about it. So we can actually, there's actually some force behind our fucking words. But this thing of this apparatus that has been, this thing is a monster. And the power, the raw fucking power that it represents. Why don't you step up and tell me who we're going to hand the trust of this over to? Who are we going to, I've always volunteered to put my finger on that button and talk to those other nations and tell them that, you cannot... Power corrupts. Total power corrupts totally. Our challenge is to break the power up in such a fucking way that it can never be concentrated to the point that it can start eliminating our individual liberties like it did this time around, like it was set up to do. That means that you go back to your original... Even the Constitution bugs me, because I know it was written off the Masonic Constitution. It was written under admiralty jurisdiction. But under the people's jurisdiction, the basic construct is not a, it would be hard to find something better if there wasn't two separate entities involved here, a ruling class and a class that ruled. Like I said, when the surrender comes, the surrender must be to the jurisdiction of the nationals for the little United Big S States of America at all. It has to be surrendered to the people. And then the money, this is where it all comes in. We've talked about this before. Everything fucking belongs to us. All this fucking international commerce shit's going to quit. And all you Chinese out there, you better get ready for it, because everything's going to be nationalized. Your asses are going to be kicked out of this country. Every foreign son of a bitch that has come here through an act of fraud since 1868, your fucking ass is going to be out of here to begin with. Then the money is going to be coming directly to each individual who is the sovereign of this goddamn country. It belongs to each and every one of us. But there'll be money coming as we go, well, what the hell is this money for? Oh, it's for some surface fucking mining out there. We don't want no fucking, hold it a second. We don't want no goddamn surface mining for uranium. We don't want to be poisoned. So there's going to be a lot of decisions that are going to have to be made. I mean, this is the angle that Kornke was playing, to have something already in place, but you can't do that because power corrupts, total power corrupts, and everybody's going to want that. I mean, out there, I'm sure that there are a handful of people that I don't know. I mean, I can't even, how can I say for myself that I could not be corrupted when I have never been faced with that fucking, you know what, total power? I mean, I'd love to believe I couldn't be corrupted, but total power is, I mean, it's a terribly awesome thing. It's terrible that it exists, but it does, and it's something we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have to break it up into some kind of way to where, I mean, like they with the three branches of power in the original Constitution, they pretended to break it up, and it kind of worked. It kind of worked right up until Abraham Lincoln violated the Ninth Article and declared that the authority of the government went beyond the government. It went out to the people, and it could remove our Bill of Rights. So the basic structure, you know, the thought of a representative government, you're going to have some way to represent yourself on the world stage. You're going to have some way to tell in other countries to fuck off. You're going to have a way of defending, you know, if you get in a real war. We paid $5.5 billion or $1 trillion in goddamn 1960s and 50s dollars for a nuclear arsenal that guarantees absolutely, if there's an honest man at the helm, this country can never be taken. It cannot be taken. We can destroy the whole fucking planet. That's the choice. You cannot take this country because there'll be no goddamn country. You'll have no country. I'll have no country. There'll be no fucking life on this planet. And ultimately, that's the standard you have to take to these psychotic motherfuckers too before they'll let you. Well, I mean, I got to die too. Oh, yeah, you're going to die too. You're going to die first and you're going to die worst. But this is something that we really should be thinking. This is kind of what I wanted to talk to Mark Kornke about. But hey, man, we're in two different worlds. I do not represent industry. And that's all this goddamn country is. There is, I mean, free enterprise, forget it. It doesn't exist. A kid goes outside with a Kool-Aid stand and the goddamn cops are there because it doesn't have a license to operate within the corporation, don't you see? There is no fucking free enterprise. You even go in your own labor that belongs to you, even according to three of their Supreme Court decisions. Well, we're going to tax you on that. And I know Katie's going to come up and talk about, you know, the exemption from it because we're not government employees, all these games and stuff. That all is irrelevant. That fella was selling a book and it's all right and it worked. It worked for Katie. It worked what she did, but it's just like when Rod Class first came on Alex Jones talking about, you know, working in the admiralty and learning this, you know, doing things. There's always this trick of this. No, there's no tricks to it. Bottom line is the Bill of Rights says you cannot touch my property, hence you cannot tax it. Government's never had no authority to tax the individual or his property. That's why they had to come up with this corporation shit. And then now that you look around and, you know, this big thing with Trump and the corporations are paying less on their fucking corporate profits from the resources that belong to all of us, than we're paying for getting money for our fucking labor. I mean, this is no little thing. This is a huge, this is the biggest, baddest ass country on planet fucking Earth. And we got the biggest, baddest ass toys. And it is power. Unimaginable. It's just like people can't imagine the wealth we talk about when we talk about $21 trillion. You cannot comprehend the fucking power you're talking about here. How do you keep that kind of power and keep it in control? You have to be powerful enough until the outsiders can't come in. I mean, that's going to be one of the things guarding because of the Jews, man. If there's one of them left alive, they're going to be trying to slither up on your shores, and they're going to be trying to start manipulating here and manipulating there to get the control of that power. But how do you do it? I mean, I've been thinking about it here for about an hour, and I'm just like, wow, man, that is quite a dilemma. Now, as far as our self-government, that's simple. That was simply put, and it was a simple thing to do. And had the Bill of Rights been enforced correctly, and enforced by the people and understood by the people. I mean, back then, in 1781, when the Bill of Rights was attached, everybody fucking, it was common. It's common as a common law. That's what common law really is. It's the common man, the common knowledge, the common understanding of what our natural rights are. But the common people, I mean, it was understood and the government told you every chance they got because you let them come into being. Oh, we're the servants of the people. We do what the people's be. The people are in charge. The people are the authority. It was well understood. It was well understood that that superior common law court was the end all and be all. What that jury said was the law of this fucking land, not what some goddamn corporate advisors. I mean, well, even back then when there was this legitimate Supreme Court, and that legitimate Supreme Court before the Civil War tried to operate correctly under the Bill of Rights. That's why that's when the Lincoln stepped up out of his authority, because his authority was only within the government. That's all we gave them authority for, to operate within the government. Not out here in our world, not around us. Don't fuck with us. You do this shit that we need done out there where the tide ebbs and flows. We do have fucking enemies out there. We do have people who, we're a rich country. They want what we've got. We have to protect ourselves from them. But it was supposed to be that the people were supposed to be the militia. We were supposed to have every terrible implement of the soldier. It was very common back in the colonial times because we were taking the goddamn place away from the Indians. Militia training and everything, it was just a part of your life. You knew how to fucking fight by the time you were old. And, I mean, 13, 14 years old, you know how to get into a fight. You watch the Patriot in the beginning when he takes those two little boys out there, aim small, miss small. Because the people were a people. And they understood the dangers they were up against. But now, this unbelievably huge monster we have created. In first place, it's got to be, we got to scale it way, 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 way back. And that's a natural fact. We're not out to conquer the goddamn world. We're not an empire where we need, goddamn one Titan submarine could destroy a whole fucking country. You know what I'm saying? And how many of them we got out there? I mean, we've got enough to destroy this planet between us and the Russians 20 times over. So what we really need to do is just lay out some goddamn conditions that you leave us the fuck alone. You see this right here? Here's the map. And the Jews don't get to redraw the map. This is the fucking map. This is the United States. There are no other jurisdictions inside this United States other than the jurisdiction of the people through the common law. None. Zero zip. There are no nations within nations here. This is a single nation. We are a single people. And then we have this, like I said, this monolith, this huge thing to fucking to correct. And I'll be goddamned if any one man is going to have the solution to all of it. In fact, that is going to be one of our biggest fucking problems. The war is going to be a son of a bitch. I'll give you that. It's going to be a bloody son of a bitch, and there's going to be a lot of thinking and strategies and mountains coming down, like I've said before. But in the end, when we take control of it, then what? Are we going to let another government get in there under that same constitution that's flawed? But it did, you know, it started out with aristocrats to start with. It started out with a ruling class. John Adams said, let us, looking around at his buddies Hancock and the ones in the room, let us declare a king. We can't allow that. The idea of representative government, a lot argued, like in the Federalist paper, Anti-Federalist Papers, not near enough representation to represent the truth. It's like them doing these fucking polls and running this country by poll. 90% of the Americans think that we should get rid of that Second Amendment. Well, actually, the truth is, corporate media propaganda machine, what you're saying is 90% of the 12% that fucking actually vote, which makes that a nothing number, and the lies and deception. How do you counter that? It has to be that each, whatever we go with, whatever powers we grant to those who will represent us on an, where the tides ebb and flows and will never come on this fucking land again, whatever authority we give, it has to be followed with an absolute statement that this authority is conditional upon the authority of the people through the common law. Which is to say, we're going to charge you to do something. We're going to give you a fucking duty. And you're going to fulfill that duty. You will not go beyond any bounds. You step on the fucking people's jurisdiction, your ass is yanked right straight into a court. You will be tried for fucking treason. Now, who wants to step up to that big old power mechanism? It'd have to be strictly watched. You're going to have to teach your children. You know, we did the mandamus on here, and we're still waiting on somebody to get back to us on that. But we did the mandamus on here. But it's not as simple as learning the basics. You should be every American national, by the time that they claim to be immature, I don't care if you're 14, 15, 16 years old. If you can write out, like I wrote that mandamus, I didn't look through no books. All I'd use was dictionaries to make sure my definitions were what I wanted them to be. But that's just what I know. I understand who I am. I understand what the fucking jurisdictions mean. I understand what's happened to my country. But it seems kind of coming into it after, you know, you've been indoctrinated all your life to a lie. And then trying to sort out the truth, and because there's this, every little thing has to be removed. Every little lie has to be removed to get to the single truth. But once you get to that single truth, it has to be, it'll be the parents' responsibility. It isn't the government. You never give the government responsibility for your fucking children's education, fools. But you will have the money. You will have the money to, if you don't want to do the educating yourself, you will have the money to hire somebody. You can sit down and talk to them, and they can explain it to you. And if they understand it, then they can teach it to your children. If not, it's on you to teach it to your children. Because they have to know it. They have to understand it. If you ever let it, I mean, look what they did to us. Just by letting it, they buried it. They buried it. And then nobody, like the Federalist Papers, couldn't get a hold of. I mean, I tried back when I was first doing this shit, man. I mean, in the 80s and 90s. Man, did I want to read those anti-Federalist Papers? Couldn't find them no fucking where. You couldn't get them anywhere. And I noticed the other day that Winston Chi had removed them from the trenches. We had them up there for you guys to read. And it was a really good site we got them from because they were easy to access. You could type in a certain one and you could get it. And we went and looked, and that fucking site was gone, people. So we've got them from another place. Like I said, you can't sort through them as easy, but it's all there. And I would strongly suggest that each and every one of you get a zip drive and download that and keep that stashed, man. All the old books, all the old dictionaries, because they're playing 1984 on us here. And so, you know, we're working from we have the advantage in numbers. We have the advantage that we're the biggest military to ever exist in the world. But as far as we can't organize, because what we're fighting for is individual freedom and liberty. And it will be stole from us under the guise of organizing under a foreign fucking jurisdiction. Once a fucking again, it'll have to be an admiralty jurisdiction, which in the fifth article, if you're a member of the militia, see, you fall under that admiralty by the Bill of Rights. Because in a goddamn situation, when you're fighting a war, somebody has to, I mean, when you're doing maneuvers and you're fighting an enemy, somebody has to give the fucking orders and somebody has to follow the fucking orders if you want to beat an army that's fucking disciplined on the other side that can follow orders. Otherwise, you will lose. We've been had a hell of a challenge put before us, people. Because we have to sort this shit out as we're already at war. And we can't, and I mean, goddamn, it's a task that's why I think that it's so slow to move and to get going, because it's such a monolithic task to get anything straight to where, well, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. That's why I stick to simple fucking things. That is everybody understanding who you are, what your authority is, what you're supposed to have, what's been taken from you. Who took it? How did they take it? And then we go, you know, it's like, you insignificant people, you never get in. You tell people, stop fucking voting. Get off, clean the voting rolls completely clear of every American national. And every American national declare themselves, we're American nationals. We're not your goddamn 14th Amendment. We're not subjects to this fucking corporate government. Get that straight. We intend to remove that corporate government, as it is there unlawfully, and it has become a tyranny over us. As far as those that make up that tyranny, well, you know, I'm all for, I don't know, we'd have to talk about it, but I think we could agree that the people like George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr., if the old fuck's still alive, Donald Rumsfeld, what the hell was his name, the vice president, son of a bitch, there, God, I can see his bald head and his face. What the hell was his name?
Dick Cheney.
Now, I'm all for handing them over to the Iraqis. They went over there and they attacked. I mean, they attacked. They caused them. They fucking committed genocide on those people. Didn't do it in my name. I never gave consent. Never would have. So I say we hand all of them over to the fucking Iraqis. We can take the Obamas, I mean, Michelle Obama and all these, you know, these war, people we worship, take Hillary too. I say we give them to Libya, to the Libyan people. Look what you did to them. Them people deserve to have some justice from you. But as we're removing see what they've done? They've taken over the offices that were put in place as under the guise of protecting our Bill of Rights and protecting our right to free individuals to govern ourselves. And they have turned it completely upside down on its head. And it took them 100 fucking years to do it. And this ain't something we got 100 fucking years to fix. There's going to have to be quick fixes in the right fucking places. The first thing, getting a hold of that nuclear button. We got to get somebody who can be trusted to put their finger on that goddamn button, and everybody's got to be behind it. I mean, everybody's got to be in agreement on this. Now, I mean, personally, I would rather be dead than let these international motherfuckers, like the Rothschilds, like the Carnegies, like the goddamn Rockefellers, all of these pricks, I would rather be dead than be their fucking property. I will not. They have committed crimes that we should dig up their fucking ancestors and hang them, okay? Those people, they have to be dealt with. Or they'll just fucking do it again. Because the people will become complacent. It will be so nice. That's the one thing about the freedom and the liberty. When you finally are at liberty and you're finally at peace of mind and you're finally at peace in your body. Man, that's agitating, but it's just agitating a little bit, you know, so you let it go. And then the agitation, because they got away with that, they care. It's just the same old fucking story. It's just like when you're a little kid. You let somebody push you, then they're going to push you again. And then the next person's going to see him. Oh, I can push him too. Pretty soon everybody's fucking pushing you around. And then you got to knock the piss out of somebody. We can't go that route this time. This time it has to be I'm in my peace, my tranquility, and God damn it, you son of a bitch. It wasn't a complete removal of my tranquility and my, it was an agitation to it. But you fucking violated my rights, you son of a bitch. And it has to be, I'm going to get you. You're getting got. Everybody who, zero tolerance. Zero tolerance to violation of people's rights. Period. That has to be understood. That's how we can govern ourselves as a people internally. But externally, man, I would like to hear the ideas that people have. When we remove that person that said, admirals for the Navy, they need to be removed. They are working for the fucking, they are a part of the corporation. They are a corporate apparatus that is bound and to enslave our people. They've gone along with it. Now, who are you going to replace those fucking two admirals with? Because these admirals, they got to be smart enough to run a fucking Navy.
Because, like I said, our only godsend here, if there is one, is that fucking nuclear arsenal. I mean, what a dirty way to do us, you know, to create an enemy that was such a threat to us with our own fucking resources, like that Major Jordan explained, to create an enemy that is so fucking dangerous to us that we had to create this fucking arsenal thing that will destroy the planet. We'll pick it up there in a minute. We're at the bottom of the hour.
Has come, move. your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, we're up so swing. Shining armor, piercing ring. Our horses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they heal.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program together, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time. That was Heather Alexander with How Many of Them Can We Make Die? Which ones? Again, back to the problem. What do you, I mean, that anarchy. I mean, goddamn, that pisses me off. I mean, I've had, you know, like David, he came on for a while, and one day he said, I really don't understand the Bill of Rights. You better fucking understand it, or you will die under it. Because we are going to have law and order. And we are going to have liberty all at the same fucking time. Because that's the only way that more than one man can have liberty. There has to be a fucking law to make sure that his liberty doesn't trample over your liberty. That is the government. Now, again, we go back to you know, we get our hands, say we got our hands we got control of the nuclear apparatus. That gives us the power to tell everybody, just get the fuck back away from us. We have to have this settled in our minds. Because we're talking about the destruction of a planet. But we are, I mean, they've left us no choice. We either stand up and we stop this shit, or acquiesce to being fucking slaves. Let them go back to their fucking old way of rule. They don't seem to give a shit. They don't give one shit how much destruction they have to cause to get what they want. It has to be a determination that we will destroy this fucking planet before we will live as slaves upon it. Get that through your fucking head. The United States is off balance. Everybody that ain't supposed to be here, I would strongly suggest that you get to leaving now. Once we got that nuclear arsenal, we say, everybody back the fuck off. Or we will start launching. We will start pushing buttons. Because we're going to be free or dead. One of the fucking two. We prefer to be alive and happy. But we will be dead rather than be your fucking slaves. That has to be the goddamn attitude. If we can push them all back away from that, then what are we looking at? Now we're looking at, you know, we got to do some sorting to do here. Because there's a lot of people here that aren't supposed to be. In fact, since 1967 or 68, I think it was, when they quit making people that were being, which with the naturalization shit, even any of this immigration shit, they didn't have the authority to do that because they were giving away, they wanted to pump them in here to cash out the resources. The Irish, all of them, but so we still got to draw a line, and it's still got to be fair and it's got to be correct. Everything from 1868 on is not law. Everybody who came here after that, you didn't come here legally, because I didn't. Nobody. There were no common law settlements. When you come, you're taking part of what is mine. But how many people have come here since 1860? How many of them are just like us? They're American nationals, and they fucking mean it.
So what will it be? I guess that the only way it could possibly be is that we have to say that, okay, everybody who came here, you're going to take an oath all over again. You're going to take an oath to that fucking Bill of fucking Rights, not to no government, but to the people themselves, to us, the American nationals. You are going to become one of us by law. Nobody else is coming in. Nobody else is coming in for a long, long time. But you're going to become one of us. And you fight for the Bill of Rights, and you fight for the fucking freedom and liberty. It belongs to you as much as the next fellow. We're all equal when it's all done. Everybody who came here, there are people who come here since, the 1968 thing. A lot of them, ardent patriots. But they still hold dual citizenship. There's not going to be, that's going back to, I mean, what we have to do, I guess, because we let this happen. It's on our grandfathers. It ain't on me. I'd have never let this happen. But what we have to do is all those that came here and were naturalized, anyone that holds a dual passport, they got to denounce their former citizenship and become full-fledged, nothing but Americans. Fuck the rest of the world. If we go to, I mean, it's like the internment of the Japanese. Because of the dual loyalty that they, you know, because of the Jap, well, they're Japanese. We're at war with Japan. That should have never fucking happened. And that couldn't happen because them people that were here, those Japanese that were here, had denounced their former citizenship or their former nationalism, their former national status as Japanese. They were Americans. But these are the kind of excuses that corporation would use to try to get, to relieve you, to find ways around to get rid of that Bill of fucking Rights. By the Bill of Rights, none of those Japanese could be interned. Those were fucking Americans. I don't care. They'd done it right. Even though there was no right for the government to offer it to them. The offer was made, they took it, and they did denounce their former nationality, and they became fucking Americans. They're Americans. They're American nationals. So that's the first fucking sorting. As you're doing this, you got to think, like I said, you know, on a world stage, you think, you know, this thought of anarchy. You know, I think that's so fucking funny. Let's park everything. What are you going to do? I'll tell you what, how your anarchy would last I don't know. It might last half a year. And you would have a new government, and they'd be speaking a different language than you, dumbass. You have to defend what's yours. And in today's world, there's some nasty-ass weapons that you... I agree that, you know, I can't fly an F-16, can you? It takes, I mean, a lot of training. It takes a lot to be able to, we have the finest pilots in the world. But they're on our side. That's why I talk about the admirals. You know, what should have happened if the way they inserted the communism in this country, the way they went about it, and they removed people, and when they killed people. They murdered people they had to murder, or else this never would have happened. They had to. Because what should have happened is as soon as they inserted that 14th Amendment, the admirals, the generals, those American nationals who were in uniform should have went straight to Washington, D.C. and arrested them all. And then incarcerated them, and then the offices have been opened and said, people, you're going to have to elect some new people to get this thing going again. We have fulfilled our duty under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We have you people are the authority. These people tried to usurp your Bill of Rights. They tried to remove your rights. They tried to remove your authority. We have them in custody. Now you need to put new officials in place through honest fucking elections to represent you, and true representation. And like I said, it's going to have to be some rewriting done here. There's going to be no open commerce clause, no open subject matter that they get to interpret. We're going to tell you exactly what your fucking authority is and where it ends. And actually, we did. The 9th article made it plain and fucking clear where their authority ended. It's when they tried to, try to fuck with our authority. Try to become an authority over us. They did it illegally. They did it in violation of ratified law. So then, like I said, the nuclear thing, to push them back, but goddamn, you still haven't got rid of the problem. Because the Rothschilds, they'll be sitting in the Netherlands, Switzerland, all these fuckers that have really caused us at the top. The sons of bitch and head of the snake will still be much alive. You will have hacked a hunk off it, but it'll still be much alive. That means that we have to bring every son of a bitch and one of them here and prosecute them and hang their fucking asses. They have to be exterminated from this earth. They are the misery that this earth is, the people on this earth are suffering. Not just here in the United States. God, I feel sorry for myself. You know, fucking God, I've had my rights taken away and they're calling me property. And then I think about the poor ass people in Syria and Palestine. This is an international apparatus that has just come in and just fucking, they're not even shit. If it were animals, they're a lower form of animals in the eyes of the Jews, okay? And this whole fucking Jew thing, it has to be eliminated. It is not a religion. Zionism is a system of fucking totalitarian fucking dictatorship. That's what it is. Under a sick fucking system. Where a three-year-old can be boogered by a person and it's all right because they won't remember. Seems like that's what them Catholic priests are going on too, huh? I guess these international religions are going to have to break off and denounce. Like, if you're a Catholic in this country, you could be a Catholic, but you're going to have to denounce fucking Rome. They have no hold over you. That fucking Pope can have no fucking authority in this country. He's a foreigner. Bad as Netanyahu. That Pope is just as bad as Netanyahu. A foreign fucking leader. A foreign king trying to exercise authority in your goddamn country isn't going to work. This is how we got fucked. You can be a Catholic. United States Catholic Church you can have. You can have that. You can, but it won't even be that. You can't. I guess you can have that. No, you can just form a church. You're a fucking free person. If Catholicism is what you believe in, and the ceremonies and the whatever goes along with it, that if you believe in that, you build yourself a church, a private church. And it is not connected to the main church over in fucking Rome. They do not get dictates from outside, just like this United Nations bullshit. You know, Agenda 21 and Small Arms Treaty, all this outside bullshit. We remove our charter from the Catholic Church. I mean, that's just hopefully in the beginning, those dirty bastards chartered us under a fucking foreign nation. The United States will be chartered under, well, the United States. And every contract and every sell or transfer of property will be done through that jurisdiction. No out. That's what we never had a chance from the beginning, if you think about it. Had the goddamn a pope. The pope gave some orders, so now the people are going down and they're voting a certain way, or they're forcing fags on you because the pope decides it's okay for men to booger men. The pope and the head of another country. Oh, but it's an international church. There ain't going to be no international churches. There's not going to be any national churches. There will be private churches. People of that believe the same way are completely free to put them up a fucking building. And go there on whatever day of the week it is that they gather, or every day of the week as they please to gather as free people and worship what they want to worship. And you sure as hell don't have to let no fags into your church. You don't have to let nobody into your church, but people of a like mind, that are of a like belief. That gives you your freedom of religion. That gives you your freedom of thought. But it is this international, it's this corporate, it's goddamn industry. That is what has fucking destroyed us. That's what's destroyed our personal freedom. I've said it before, you know, I'm glad the Bill of Rights was, you know, they forced the Bill of Rights on him, but they did, like I said, man, I love him. That kid that fucking, you know, crossed the Potomac and went to Trenton and stuck that fucking pike in that goddamn German mercenary. I love him for what God, what he did for me. How could I mean, there's no high enough honor I can bestow upon him. Every day, every year, it should be not the 4th of July, but April 18th, the day that the fucking people stood up and said, we have fucking rights. That should be the holiday. And I mean, nothing fucking surpasses it. Not even Christmas. That should be the celebration that we are a free fucking people, that we do have liberty. But that liberty is not anarchy, where there is no fucking, you answer to no one. You can do what you want to any, I'm just fucking absolutely free to do what I want, even if it fucking hurts you. If it hurts somebody else, that's what we got now, ain't it? Isn't that what we have now? Anarchy? Corporate, what we have is a goddamn elitist corporate anarchy. It's a crown. I mean, it's as bad as old England. But isn't that what we have right now? Goddamn, the Bill of Rights. I mean, sitting right there. I mean, God, a lot of the Christian people, you know, they'll say, that was Coyote, I tell you. That was sent right from God. God, if there's a way for people to live in peace and everybody be happy, why in the fuck would you do anything else? Why would you consider anything else? But there are those people, you all know them, you see them in your life, that thrive on fucking misery. Those miserable people have got to fucking go. If you want us to live here and believe what you want to believe, live your life like you want to live it, own the property that is yours by right. There ain't no goddamn government can tax you and tell you that you got to pay them to live on your own fucking property. And what you do on your own fucking property, if you go out on your property and you start doing something like, I don't know, making something that puts a poison in the air and it gets over to me, I go get you right through the common law and I shut your fucking ass down right there and make you pay restitution. And even if you knew what you were doing and you did poison me, then you're going to fucking pay a civil penalty too. That'll be some time out of your life. But there is going to be government and there is going to be law. You can't, I mean, this whole idea of, what are you going to do, anarchists, the Chinese, after we've got everything settled down here, we got everything, we got control back of our country, and the Chinese come to attack. Attack from three fucking angles. You don't even know what's going on in the world, but boy, they hit you. Here they come. Now what? Oh, well, each one of us going to do our own thing. I don't think that Chinaman's going to let you. Because they ain't going to like it when we toss their ass out of this fucking country. When we tell them that everything that you have acquired here, you have acquired through fraud and you fucking knew it when you did it. So now it's all nationalized. It don't belong to you anymore. Now get your fucking ass the hell out of here or we'll kill you. Or the ones that have actually participated in the tyranny against the people. You're going up on the fucking, you're going up there and you're getting your eyelids stapled to your forehead. I don't give a fuck who you are. And there's a rope going around your neck. You're going through the hole. You're going to do the shit dance. But once we've got control, that has to be the emphasis, is to bring it. I don't know. Like I said, it's an awesome power. How in the hell do you keep it from corrupting? Well, the whole idea was to have such a limited government that it can never get big enough to fucking take on the people. But it did. And how did they do it? By violating the Bill of Rights. So, I mean, I can see the construct, of three branches of government. One keeping check on the other. And that Supreme Court, it ain't got nothing to say about our goddamn common law. It can only advise the government as to what little bit of authority that we have granted it to make goddamn sure. Absolutely not one American national's rights is being violated through anything they do. But if it comes down to, and we're going to stay in our own 100 acres, we're bringing our fucking military, it ain't going to be all over the goddamn world. We're going to be here on our own 100 acres. We have the resources, and if we put our mind to it, I hate the thought of using technology to kill. If we would have used everything we learned, since we learned how to learn for the good instead of the bad, for construction instead of destruction, we'd be living the life of, we'd all be kicking back and just enjoying it, man. What an awesome experience. You won the lottery getting to be here, and you get to live it, and you get to live it in peace without aggravation and torment, without somebody else fucking pushing themselves on you. But the technology, there's out in that world, until we get rid of those son of a bitches, I got to believe the rest of the world's the same way. I got to believe the people in other parts of the world, that's all they want. They just want to go through that. You know how it is when the thing comes in your life and you got to worry about them and you're worrying about this and worry about that. And it's coming from a fucking foreign fucking jurisdiction that doesn't even apply to you. And you know it. And you're causing the aggravation. They're taking the ticks of your fucking life away. And you may believe in the heaven afterwards. Maybe that's okay with you. You want to go on the sky, pie in the sky by and by. But what if there ain't? What if this is all there is? And they're going to make you fucking miserable your whole time here. I mean, goddamn. What a wonder. I mean, I've lived life. I know what freedom feels like, and it feels fucking good. And you don't have to bother nobody else to fucking just be so goddamn free and feel so goddamn good. It's just unimaginable. But somebody will come along, and it's just like a simple thing. Maybe you like to walk out in the woods sometimes and pick a mushroom, pick a morel, some morels, and cut them up and eat them with a deer steak or something. And all of a sudden, goddamn it, you broke several fucking laws here. You mean you're picking your mushrooms without a license from the fucking admiralty telling you that's okay, without permission from your servants? Really? Anyways, I mean, I guess the whole idea of the whole broadcast is to show just how fucking complicated this really is. We have to grasp onto that Bill of Rights. That has to be the first priority. We have to free ourselves. And then we have to secure our nation. And then we have to get rid of the fucking traitors and everybody else that came here that ain't supposed to be. And of course, we have to take consideration for those who came and really, I mean, there are people who came here as immigrants through the immigration system, though it was a taking from the rest of us without due process of the law. If they fight and they stand as American nationals and they fight for it, they got every right to it. We do. But that has to be the prize. And anybody that doesn't, you know what? You got a rope or a fucking deportation barge in your future. That's all that's left for you. And that includes the F-16 pilot. I'd rather have you on my side. But right now, like I said, this military is not our military. If this military, when they raise that right hand, man, they got to understand. They don't understand a word. Most of them ain't even read the Constitution, even the sorry-ass replica they're using under this corporate fucking government. They haven't even read that. They don't know what the fucking words say. They have no idea about the structure of their government. And then, but they have, man, they got a goddamn college degree. They still don't even know how the fucking country is supposed to work. Now, and see, this is a thing that's going to be mandatory voluntary. If you want to keep the freedom that you bleed this fucking ground to get, you better teach your children well. They better understand exactly who they are, what they are, how the government's supposed to work, how it's not supposed to work, what it's not allowed to do. And at every instance, somebody has to be there to challenge that any authority that is tried to put upon them by their servants. Lot to think about. Anyways, we're past top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, think about it. I'd like to hear some people's ideas. And that is The Word from the Trenches.